Eric, the grind is becoming a fun grind. And really, it's the little guy down here, man. He's starting to, you know, all that lifting starting to pay off. We're doing some heavy lifting. Our team is feeling good. You don't want to get, you know, too far ahead of yourself, but this is as good as I've felt about our team all year, personally. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, I think we got a big win last week. That was huge. Our guys came through, so that was nice. And yeah, we're looking pretty good right now. We're 10-6. We're in fourth place. I think the whole league is like 10-6. It's crazy.
I was going to say, it's the competitiveness of this league has been tough to really understate, you know?
Yeah, we have five guys at 10-6, and we have two at 9-7, one at 8-8. And that's the guy that's looking on the outside right now. We play one of the 9-7 teams this week, so we need to get some two dubs.
Yeah, and even Brad, honestly, to me, is at, with his points four, he's at 13-30, very much, you know, in the mix here, striking distance. So we'll be interesting to see how the finish plays out. But as far as points four goes, we're getting closer to the top. We're definitely in the top mix with the 10-6 teams. I think, what do you think overall transaction-wise? Anything you want to cover before we get into the meat and the potatoes, my friend?
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry about last week. You know, personal stuff was going on, so we weren't able to record, but we're back this week. As far as transaction-wise, I picked up, like, Amir Abdullah, that just in case, you know, with Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
I picked up Xavier Hutchinson, who played in our lineup last week and was fucking huge.
That was, we didn't get to cover that. That was a... That was a really big play, honestly. 16 points.
Yeah.
Sorry, 18 points in our format. And what's crazy, I had to play in a redraft league, Eric, Higgins. I wanted Hutchinson, but got outbid on him literally the day of. And even Higgins had a solid day. So, was interesting to see that for sure. I don't know what he'll be moving forward, but definitely as far as spot starts go, it's hard to beat that, frankly.
Yeah, Higgins only had the one catch for 44 yards in the touchdown.
Yep, exactly.
He only had two targets, which is crazy, especially
that
for
was,
a game
that
was
honestly horrible to see if you have Higgins shares, right?
Yeah, and that was a 39-38 game, and he only had two targets. Like, it didn't make any sense, but thank God one of them was a big touchdown.
100%. Speaking of, those were a couple nice nice additions here. We're trying to navigate, like everybody else, injuries. Hopefully, we can stay away from those. I think we're all trying to do such. When we look at our lineup this week, Eric, anything that sticks out to you or conversations you want to have?
Definitely the tight end conversation we can always have.
Yep.
Matthew Golden's been disappointing, but
yes,
I don't know. I don't know if we have anybody we could throw in there. Like, Hutchinson would be the only one, but Nico's back. Christian Kirk's back. I think he kind of takes a back seat.
Well, it's actually really interesting you said this about Higgins, because I think to not quite as extreme of a degree, but a very similar situation where, like, if you look at Matthew Golden, right, the snaps he's getting is solid. It's not the greatest, but he's in there 70% of the time, roughly. And the last 2 weeks, especially concerning, where it's like, dude, why can't we feed this guy the ball, you know? And why aren't we getting more targets there? Because to your point, with Higgins, it's like, dude, you only got three targets for 4 yards last week. The week prior, caught all four passes. But it's like, why can't we get you over the hump of really getting four targets as a floor?
Right.
So
I agree.
I mean, we can definitely have the conversation. I'm not loving it with Golden, but at the same point, other options are not the greatest. So right at the moment, let's talk tight ends. We love to do that. Jonnu Smith this week, or Chig. So let's start with Chiggy here. We got Chig. He's off the injury report, and they are playing the Chargers, which I believe have not actually been very friendly to the tight end position. But where are you at with his matchup this week?
Yeah, so I think the week we started him was the New England week, where he went two targets, 0 for 0. But
went
the
over,
previous,
yep.
yeah, for the previous 3 weeks before that, he was double-digit points for us. So
right. This
should be a game where they have to throw again. Like, I probably am going to lean Chig over Jonnu, to be honest with you.
No, I am too. And I'm kind of find it interesting with the projections that they have a whole 3-point difference to Jonnu. Let's talk Jonnu, though, real quick, just to, you know, do our due diligence here. I saw there, difficult to start against the Colts. And here's my biggest problem with Jonnu. Dude, think about this for a second. Say whatever you want about him. This guy has not topped 28 yards in a game.
Yeah.
That's actually, when you just think about that, that's crazy.
Yeah. And for... a coach that loves, right. loves to throw him the ball and make, you know, get shit for him. So it's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm with you here. I'm kind of the mindset here, Eric, that I would prefer to start another tight end than Jonnu pretty often. Like, I would start Jonnu if I had to, but just when I'm looking at the way his where his targets are coming, how infrequent they are, and just what the overall usage is here, man, I'm kind of really nervous, honestly. And also Calvin Austin coming back this week.
Yeah, well, he was back last week. But,
oh, was he? Yeah, okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so he's back. We do have three tight ends on our taxi squad, but none of them are, like, getting significant.
None of them, I think, are worth bringing up personally. Arroyo, I'm looking to hopefully see some more promising things coming from here, coming off of the bye especially. I think one of the things with young players, you know, coming out of the bye, do we get maybe some, you know, more rapport and more work?
Yeah, he had his best game as a pro last week, 4 for 42 on 5 targets, before the bye. That was good. I have Tootin on our taxi for now.
Yep.
That's just because, you know, roster, we need him for the roster.
And
because
the Jaguars are basically using him on the taxi at this point, you know? I mean, it's the work is well, the work has not been
coming
great.
Out of the bye here, they get him going. You. So.
Yeah, they're both coming out of the bye, so hopefully similar conversation there. I think, yeah, we're on the same page. Let's start Chig.
Yeah, we had Lamar play already, so that was huge.
And that was a massive start. Lamar, you know, I have plenty of Lamar shares, and we have him in this league, so it's, you know, I was really kind of watching that game to see how he looked. It was really encouraging for me to see coming off of that injury that he looked great. He looked like he did.
One of my FFPC leagues, my high dollar one, I have Herbert and Lamar. So I wanted to wait a week on Lamar and started Herbert because it's against Tennessee. Ooh. Like, I don't think Herbert's going to have a shit game. But, you know, Lamar did have a really good game, 4 touchdowns. So kind of kicking myself a little bit, but I don't think I'm going to be that far off with Herbert.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it is what it is at this point. But Herbert, you know, as long as he doesn't give you one of these duds, and he's been about as solid and consistent as it's come all year. Right. Matthew Golden, I think, is definitely worth the discussion. The question is, though, really, do we have options?
I will say this.
Call me crazy, but with the tight end premium, Jonnu, I think, has to be worth consideration.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm still going to lean Golden. Like, he's – if you look at all of his metrics, like the efficiency stuff, the stuff that like Matt Harmon talks about, like Matthew Golden is really good player. Like he's a good player. He's just not getting the targets. You know, that's the only thing.
And that's the thing about it, right? In Dynasty, right? For our Dynasty team, I like Matthew Golden a bit. I'm not really concerned long term. I'm a little concerned just because I just want him to make sure. For me, I want to see him hit like certain threshold numbers. I think he's kind of teetering right now. I think it's good enough, though. My biggest thing is I feel like right now it's very hard to predict that the work is going to come that is even going to give him any upside. I mean, so Jonnu and him kind of have similar conversations where there's not a ton of upside, but I think realistically we're picking between the two of them. You still think Golden, huh?
Yeah, I think I still lean Golden. And I know it's probably a long shot, but I think it's at least worth a conversation. Dakota or Matt Stafford or Flacco this week. Stafford against New Orleans at home gets Puka back, coming off of a 5 touchdown game before the bye. I probably still am going to lean Dak at home with all his weapons.
Listen, I came prepared. I don't have a Stafford, but I came prepared to try to talk you into Stafford. Honestly, I'm not out on Dak this week. I'm not really out on Dak almost any week. Man, with Puka back, dude, I could see Matthew Stafford having an absolute whale of a game. I really could. This Saints team is also just absolute garbage.
Yeah, that's my one thing with it too. Like, I think the Rams can get away with just running the ball too, and we could have one of those one touchdown, 180 yard games from Stafford, but they also run the ball for like 170 yards total as a team and just fucking destroy them. And because their defense is killer, like I think they're going to be up early to where they're not going to be able to. Where I think as Dak versus Jacoby on Monday night, that could be a little bit of a shootout the way that Jacoby's been playing. So I think I'm going to lean Dak still.
Okay.
But I think it was worth the conversation.
Definitely. And I think here's what I will say about Stafford. Like, you see, the worst week, obviously, when they're playing Baltimore, when they're just absolutely in the dumps that week, right? My thing is this. I don't think with Puka coming back, McVay is a player's coach, I really believe. And he, I think, is going to make sure that Puka eats, that these guys get theirs this week. I really, truly believe that. So I don't think either one's a bad play. I think it's a hard conversation because, like, realistically, in all my leagues, I'm playing Stafford and Dak basically everywhere. But
right.
I kind of, if you made me, you know, pick and split hairs, I probably have, you know, a slight lean towards Stafford. But again, I could go either way with this.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think we're at such an advantage this week against our opponent. We're projected like 75-25 to win. Mm-hmm. So I say we don't get too cute with it. I think highest projected Dak.
Really? Okay, so here's what I will say too, right? When I look at Dak and I look at his floor, I think his floor is actually worse. When I look at Stafford, I think
our opponent doesn't even have a super flex. Like Kyler's out now too. Like. Mm-hmm.
Look at Stafford. Stafford hasn't ever given us less than 11 points in a game. Dak's actually been under 10 twice.
Right. I mean, I get it, but I just think Monday Night Football has got all those weapons. I mean,
let's look at our matchup too here real quick.
QB1, QB3, QB6, QB9, 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns.
Look at Stafford. The last 4 weeks, he's quarterback 2-8-4, and they're coming off of a bye week.
Yeah, they've been throwing it.
Stafford quarterback 1-3 this week, I could see for sure. 30 burger.
I guess we can't go wrong either way. If you really want to play Stafford, I don't hate it.
I would say this. I personally would probably say I would lean Janu and Stafford, but I think we split the difference and we go one of each. So,
okay.
Where do you... Would you be good with Golden and Stafford this week?
Yeah, I think I'm good with that if you want to split it.
Let's do that. And it's not that I'm not – I probably sound like a Dak hater. I really love Dak, honestly. I'm playing Dak almost everywhere this week. But I think they're really both top – honestly, I'm probably both top 5-6 match in my rankings this week.
Right.
Let's take a look at our matchup too. We got Tim H., who is – I don't want to. I don't want to sleep. He's decimated, but I don't want to sleep on the fact that you just look at the rankings, the standings, and you're like, "Damn, he's right there." He is in a tough spot, though. Let's take a look at the weekly rankings at the moment, or the matchup. Sorry, not the weekly rankings. Lamar versus Goff is our quarterback option. We already have Lamar in for 34, which is a huge start. That's massive. James Cook is playing about as good as football as you could possibly hope in fantasy at the moment. Versus on the other side, Tyler Allgeier. At the moment, he doesn't have a person in his running back.
Doesn't have anybody.
I'm kind of curious to see what he does here. Does he make a trade or does he just roll with this? I mean,
or he picks up somebody.
He could definitely pick someone. I'm actually kind of curious just to see top of the, you know.
I mean, opposite. He's got guys that he can. Well, he's got his entire IR is full too. So, but he could probably drop Alexander Mattison, move another guy to IR, and free up a free spot.
You probably. I mean, Homer would be definitely the option. Otherwise, it's just pretty grim. But Yeah, I mean, definitely whatever he puts in there, unless it's a trade, is probably going to be less than desirable. Receivers now, we got Higgins versus Chase. We've got Rashid Shaheed versus Romeo Dubs. And we have Rashi Rice versus Diggs in our lineup at the moment. We got Chiggy. He's got Tucker Kraft. And Tucker Kraft has been on a heater. He already has Washington in his lineup in a flex, which is Malik Washington, that is. So 7.6 locked in. On the other side, we have Matthew Golden. Bam Knight versus Darius Slayton, Kenneth Walker versus Trey McBride, Chase Brown versus Nico, and then Kyler Murray, who's not playing in the Superflex, as you already mentioned, versus Stafford. So that's the other thing, dude. Even right now, you put
that's
in...
That's why I said I don't think it really matters who we play, to be honest.
That's a fair point. So realistically, they just...
Let's play Flacco.
There you go. And honestly, we should put Flacco in. You know what's crazy, though? No, I'm kidding. We shouldn't actually put Flacco in. But, dude, Flacco has been awesome. Really. He has been awesome. Quarterback 14, 6, and 7. I got him in a redraft trade where somebody picked him up off the waiver wire, right? Thinking they could kind of flip quarterbacks. And no, there wasn't really much of a market. Dude, I got him pretty reasonable, and I am absolutely ecstatic. He's just totally plugged a hole on a team that needed a super flex option.
Just I mean, shout out to this league. If you're in this league, we have four quarterbacks.
Thank you.
We can afford to trade one.
Let me ask you a question
here. Looking
for
a wide receiver or a tight end upgrade. Come send us some offers.
Let me ask you a question here, actually. This brings up a conversation that I've wanted to have for a while and kind of never get around to it. This type of situation. We have four quarterbacks. You're looking to move one. The team we're playing for the week doesn't have a second quarterback. How much extra is the cost to get one for the week that we play you?
Trey McBride. Send Trey McBride. You can have your pick of Stafford or Dak.
I thought you were going to say Trey McBride for Flacco straight up. I'd be like, oh, yeah, let's go. We could do that. Honestly, Trey McBride for – well, let me ask you, would you do – oh, man, the thing is, his team's so decimated, I don't really want anyone outside of Nico or Trey McBride, frankly, or Tucker Kraft. So, it's what about that? What about Tucker Kraft for – would you take Tucker Kraft for one of our quarterbacks in this league, in this situation?
Absolutely. You want Stafford for Kraft? You got it.
I was just going to say, Stafford for Kraft honestly feels like a fair and solid offer.
Yeah. Yeah,
I agree. There it is. I don't know if you're going to hear this before the game, Tim, but if you do – listen, come to the, you know, DMs, talk to the Cardiac Kids, Eric Vanek and ATM. We're ready to talk it out with you. But, Eric, I think at the moment, I don't want to ever count the chickens before they hatch, so to speak. But we have a matchup where, you know, someone's dealing with a lot of injuries and bad situation going on. So,
yeah, I'd say it's pretty safe that I think what I want, I just want us to get the two wins. We got to beat the median, too. We beat the median, I'll be happy.
There you go. Yep. I'm with you. But at the moment, definitely like our team. We're projected at 192.25. Let's go ahead and get to...
We're the second highest projected team in the league, so we should be all right.
We got Gritty versus CM Frank, and Gritty, gimme locks, is trying to lock up and doing a very good job of locking up that one seed. CM Frank is also at the 3-10-3. This one projects to be pretty not all that close, frankly. So the next one we have is...
I mean, even...
Go ahead.
He's got to get Purdy out of his lineup. He's got to get Swift out of his lineup. But even still, he's projected to just smash.
That's what I mean. He's projected to win by 40 with Swift and Purdy.
Oh, he doesn't even have a quarterback. He doesn't even have a quarterback this week to start.
Okay, speaking of which, hey, CM Frank. Hey.
Yeah.
Come hit us up, man.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey for Matt Stafford.
Listen.
Let's do it.
Listen, we're happy to talk a lot of different people. I see Justin Jefferson, Drake London. We can make something happen, buddy, you know?
Yeah.
Your wish is our command. Yeah, so hit us up, though, for real. So that one's probably – that's crazy. Without a quarterback and currently Swift in the lineup, projected by 40. Granted, you got someone tanking, so makes sense. Willard versus Fresh Scrub. So Fresh Scrub is in the 10 spot, and Zach Willard is at the, I think, the 6th spot right now. 188 to 155 at the moment. Projected pretty heavily towards Zach Willard. His team looks good, dude. So Patrick Mahomes, David Montgomery, Derrick Henry, DK Metcalf, Marv, Xavier Worthy, Kyle Pitts, CeeDee Lamb, TJ Hockenson, Kareem Hunt, obviously now with the workload to be increased, Zach Sharps, and Sam Darnold. That's a nice little team. He's got Brisket on the bench, too. And Baker.
Yeah, none of you quarterback needy teams need Brisket, so send us off.
Exactly. And whatever that is, I bet you we beat it because you don't – listen, Brisket has a nice matchup, but do you really want Brisket the rest of the year? We got Flacco.
We'll get you Adam to send you autograph merch.
Exactly. We have plenty of things that we can add to the deal, you know, sweeteners, if you will. We also have Chill Will playing the mayor in Jaws, which is Castle Black. So this is a really good matchup, the 2 versus the 5, which, to your point, they're both 10-6. 179 to 189 projection. We're tight here, buddy. So we got Jackson Dart as opposed to Bo Nix. I'm going to just go through team by team here. So Chill Will has Jackson Dart, Tracy, Aaron Jones. We've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Booty, Troy Franklin, Ty Warren. We've got Trey Tucker, Ashton Jeanty, Cooper Kupp, Michael Pittman, and CJ Stroud to round out his roster. Pretty good team, honestly. We got Jordan Love, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Rico Dowdle. Interested to see if they actually do what we're hearing, some of the buzz, and give him more work, get Chubb out of there. We got Juwan Johnson, Brock Bowers. We've got Jameson Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. We've got Javonte Williams, Kyren Williams. We've got all the Williams and Bo Nix. Dude, this is going to be a great matchup. These are two pretty damn good teams.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be one to watch here.
This is America's game of the week right here, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then we've got Hillbillies versus Shit Talking Metro, which is no slouch of a matchup, although Hillbillies had 14 from Waddle already. Looks like, to me, he's missing some people in his lineup at the moment. Right now, we've got Josh Allen, RJ Harvey, Trayvon Henderson, Jalen Waddle, Shakir, Trey Harris, Jake Ferguson, Kyle Manangai with Swift out. Nice play. We've got Ferguson. We've got Theo Johnson. We've also got, wow, is that right? Roman Wilson in the lineup and Drake May. Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, he's got a couple other options, but I mean, Roman Wilson had a game last week, so
yeah.
He really doesn't have anybody else to throw in. So I get it.
I mean, maybe Gainwell, but honestly, I'm with you. It's probably the correct play. Okay. Yeah. On the other side, we've got Jaden Daniels, JCM for both of the Commanders' backfield. We've got Alvin Kamara, JSN, Roma Dunze, Zay Flowers. Isaiah Likely and Zay have already played 11.6 and 11.55. Kamani Vidal, Juwan Jennings, Woody Marks, Jonathan Taylor, and Daniel Jones. It's pretty cool. He's got the Colts and the Commanders backfield there. That's a good team, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that Jonathan Taylor, what a pick this year.
Dude, Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones, fucking, that's found money this year, dude. My God, right?
Yeah, they're just King Kong smashing everybody.
I was actually talking about this with somebody. I'm going to go through and look at the numbers this week. I think the Colts, at the moment, got to be in the conversation for one of the most high-powered and most efficient offenses that we've seen at this point of the year.
So you haven't even heard the stats then. So they are scoring more points and all that, more than any Peyton Manning Colts team ever.
I figured they were at least in the combo. I figured this had to be.
And they are better they're better than the 2007 Patriots, the Randy Moss Brady year.
Okay, so I didn't want to go out on a crazy limb, but I was like, I think they have to be in the conversation. So you're telling me they are the most efficient team that we've seen so far this part of the year
in our scoring. Lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, gee, Christmas. Even if we go back, I'd imagine it's better. No,
if you like, could you imagine saying that at the beginning of the year? You'd be put in a nut house.
Well, Mike would tell you it's A. Rich, and so would I. Wow, that's insanity.
Yeah, it'd be A. Rich and Taylor are just running all over everybody. No, it's freaking Daniel Jones and Taylor. Like, they're just – granted, they also haven't really played anybody good yet.
Yeah, they have. I was going to point that out. They have had some cupcake matches.
They played Denver early on. They gave Denver one of their losses.
Denver was that – I think that was at Denver too, wasn't it?
No, it was in Indy. It was
the
second.
Okay, no, they played at L.A. and won.
Yeah, they played at LA and won. Yeah,
those are two big wins personally. So it's not they haven't played many teams, but the one thing is if you get cupcakes, you want to see them blow teams out. So that is
just putting up 30 a game.
Definitely, it's interesting. Here's another interesting matchup. So Brad is 7-9-9 versus Team Rippin, the 11. Very close as far as projections go. Brad 304 has Aaron Rodgers, Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian Kirk, DK Sutton. We've got Kittle in the tight end. We've got Devontae Adams, Sam Laporta, Jacoby Myers, Hunter Long is in the lineup. And then we also have Geno to round out the super flex spot. We've got Michael Penix, Darnell Mooney, Puka Nacua, Dalton Kincaid, Christian Watson. We've got Hunter Henry, Wandell Robinson, George Pickens, Jordan Addison, Ty Johnson, Devon Achane already in with 15.5, and Justin Herbert to round out the other side. I think Rippin has a really good team, but has too many holes, it feels like, man. A couple of spots that just hurt you with like having a roster.
Yeah, I mean, he has Ramondre out, and I mean, the depth isn't that great.
And
even
Burden, we were hoping for stuff, and then he has the concussion, so I was like, damn, it sucks.
Right. Yeah.
Burrow's injury, A. Rich, to your point of the Colts.
But all it takes is a couple of Brad's guys, like, you know, Bijan has a week like he did last week, or he does absolutely nothing.
You're thinking versus the Dolphins, he's going to go crazy, right? I mean, gosh. Yeah.
I mean, I would have bet the mortgage on it.
I know. I had him in the Halloween recap as the thumbnail, talking shit to everybody because, you know, it was assumed he was he's coming off his worst game of the fucking year, you know? So, all right. Well, listen, it's there's a couple good matchups, a couple ones that are, you know, look a little bit decided already. We're hoping that, you know, we can, to your point, get a win here, a win versus the median. And ultimately, I think at this point of the year, we're trying to stay healthy, man.
Yeah, just please stay healthy, please.
Yep. So, good combo, and I don't want to get carried away, but feeling good about the direction our team is headed at the moment. You know, listen, to your point, we got Matthew Golden, which is, you know, we have some players that haven't hit what we're hoping, but man, we have some other players that it's like, dude, it's Rashi Rice is looking to be back. Kenneth Walker is the other one that's like, damn, Sharps and him in this timeshare. But overall, cannot complain. Chase Brown and T. Higgins with Joe Flacco has been much better. And honestly, dude, let me just ask you this. Fantasy MVP for you, there's probably a lot of people in conversation. I'm not going to put James Cook as my fantasy MVP, but dude, he has, when he goes crazy, his weeks are literally making or breaking it for you if you're playing him or playing against him. He's got 2 weeks where he's, you know, running back 2 overall, and then he also has another, so he's got 5 total weeks inside the top 10. Basically, when he goes off, he's hitting you with 25, 30, easy. He feels like one of the, at value, one of the best picks you could have right now in fantasy.
Yeah, JT is just absolute monster right now.
He has to be the MVP because even though his draft, you were drafting him earlier, he's just, he's breaking records right now, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, not many people were taking him in the first round. Like, he was pretty easy second round pick. So, right. Yeah, he's killing it right now. Like, you know, I took a shitload of Chase Brown. That's not working out so great. So, it's Taylor for sure.
Yeah, Taylor is definitely the MVP. I'm with you. I'll say I would throw in Superflex. Honestly, I think if you really waited, I think Daniel Jones at cost is probably rivaling that. But listen, as far as his overall dynasty asset and giving you points, it's got to be Taylor. Listen, this was a fun discussion. I'm excited for this week. Yep. And it's kind of interesting. This is the ups and downs of fantasy season, Eric. What was it, week 5? It was week 5, I feel like. You were like, dude, I'm almost ready for the season to be over. I'm like, dude, we're fucking, we're cooked. All of a sudden, things can turn around. So hopefully for some of you guys, your teams are turning around, just not in the grind. We're trying to take home the title. Eric, anything we got before we get out of here, buddy?
No, start sit show tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. If you're listening to this at noon Eastern, come join us.
Sounds like a plan. If you're checking this out, make sure you do go head over to the South Harmon Fantasy Football Channel, right? And that was where you're going to get the start sit for us for, damn, man, week 9. Hard to believe, dude. This, we're over halfway through now. We're going to be over halfway points. This season flies by. We will also see you back here, same time, same place, for the grind. We are out of this thing. Peace.
See ya.